certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360 this Wednesday at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
February is Wild Bird Feeding Month. How can you tell if a bird's wild? Simple. They're the ones wearing the loincloth and carrying the little spear.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump plans to address the nation at noon Eastern about his acquittal in the Senate on both articles of impeachment against him. It's a party-line vote, except for Utah Republican Mitt Romney. He says he knows his guilty vote will have consequences.
I've got broad enough shoulders to be able to weather personal changes in my career, political or otherwise. But what I don't have is the capacity to ignore my conscience.
Senator Romney with Fox's Chris Wallace there. More Americans are being flown out of Wuhan, China, to military bases in Texas and Nebraska. They'll be monitored there for signs of a deadly new coronavirus. 10 more people test positive on a cruise ship anchored off Japan.
All passengers have to remain in their cabins.
David Abel, one of the more than 3,000 passengers under a two-week quarantine on that ship. There's another cruise ship quarantined off Hong Kong. 563 deaths from the virus are reported in China, two elsewhere, among more than 28,000 cases. America's listening to Fox News.
What day is it?
Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Time to go to work.
I don't think I want to go.
I'm sorry, but you have to go.
Why is that?
You amuse me.
You occasionally amuse me.
I amuse you, but I bore you.
What?
You don't do that.
Hey, what happened?
You almost
slept through it.
Slept through what?
Showtime.
Nothing boring about this morning with the weather going the direction it is. Let's get the latest.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family owned, family operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I was just thinking, when I got here at midnight, we were watching that first line segment with the very heavy rain just entering West Alabama. So here we are 7 hours later, and now the leading edge of that heavier rain band, which will dominate our weather here for the next 2.5 hours, I would say, here in the river region, just a guess. It has reached the line now from about Rockford to Otagaville into Lowndes County. So not only are we going to have heavy downpours, don't forget we are in a tornado watch as well, and that continues till noon. Officially, it continues till noon. It will actually end as soon as the front passes any one particular location. We're at 76 right now, and we'll fall to the 50s by this afternoon behind the front, and the severe weather risk will be shifting out of the area into east and southeast Alabama at that time. Still, there'll be some showers in the area even this afternoon, even after the severe weather risk ends. And overnight tonight, we drop to about 38. Then for tomorrow, breezy, cool, but the sun is back out, and the high temperature should be around I'd say mid-50s, then low 60s on Saturday with maybe an isolated shower in the afternoon hours. Right now this morning, these current conditions are just amazing. We have south winds at 24, gusting to 36 out at the airport with 76 degrees now and dew point at 68 here at 7:06.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
You know who's ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and never charges overtime?
You.
Well, yeah, and also Plumbing by Lukewire. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, that's pretty much how you are.
I feel like the energy, the bunny today, the Energizer bunny. Plumbing by Lukewire, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Even in the middle of a weekend, even in the middle of a tornado watch, even in the middle of a holiday. But they're ready to go 24 hours a day to take care of your problem. And they do it very expertisely. Is that a word? Expertise?
It is now.
It is. It's now my go-to plumber, because I love the fact that they pick up the phone, they say they're on their way, then they sit down and with me and diagnose the problem and tell me this is what it's going to cost. They fix it, and they're gone and problem solved. That's the way it is with Plumbing by Luke Wire. Hey, that whole house plumbing inspection is great. It's great peace of mind to know that that they've checked everything and there's not some big problem lurking, and you're not going to come home to a flood one afternoon. That's nice to know. Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
We now know who the oldest driver in America is. I will guess how old.
The oldest driver?
Yes.
Let me start by saying, are they in their 90s?
They're too low.
Okay, so we're in the hundreds. Yeah. 105.
Pretty close.
I know it's not Kirk Douglas.
Is the sun coming up again? Or is that red glow from the other side of the computer? You're right, Rich. It is not Kirk Douglas. Somebody actually older than Kirk Douglas at 107, Joe Newman from Sarasota, Florida, the city that smells like ointment.
Yes, he is a good driver.
Of course I'm a good driver. That's a silly question. Okay, let's go for a spin.
I closed my eyes most of the time.
We both agree that it'd be better if she sleeps while I drive.
Well, the secret to being 107 is simply keep breathing.
I love that. Good advice.
Blinker's been on for the last 7 years.
That's part of what makes that story great. The woman that you heard?
Mm-hmm.
That's his fiance.
His fiance?
He's 107, he's still driving, and he's engaged.
How old is she?
I don't know, but that's pretty impressive. Actually, he sounds a lot sharper than a lot of people. He sounds sharper than I do this morning.
He sounded pretty spry.
I'm just so sick of medications and ugh. High-powered doxycycline, whatever that is, cures, they're killing me.
Wait a minute. Some new returns are coming in from Iowa.
Still coming in?
Yeah.
Wow, it's only
76%.
We're in the 90s now, but we're not 100%.
Was that last week, 2 weeks ago?
From what I read, we're at like 97%, and Mayor Pete is at 26.2, and Bernie is at 26.1.
Wow.
Percent as far as what they've got. So they still, Yeah.
Biden could end.
The rest of them fifth. The rest of them are down there.
Joe is, as they say, toast. Here is Eric. Good morning.
Hola.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Rich.
Well, he just stepped away. Hang on.
Oh,
hang
man. On.
Yeah, what's up, Rich?
He's got his headphones on. Go ahead.
What's up?
Rich.
Yeah.
You are hilarious. I spit out my tea. I spit tea all across my room now. I got to go clean that up. Thank you.
I'm not real popular with the Douglas family.
Rich, nobody cares about the Douglas family. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't want to sound too crass.
Yeah.
But we know where your heart is, and that is hilarious. That your wit and the zingers you have.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Hilarious. I love it.
I think the word to describe Rich is zany.
Yeah, he's got those one-liners that are just, and the way he do the delivery, the deadpan.
Yep. It's drops his awesome. Bombs, and then I didn't say that. He looks like he's got a ventriloquist act going on.
Well, try to remember the humor because I'll have some serious things to say a little bit later on today with the weather. So anyway, but thank you, I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
We love you, Rich. We love all y'all.
Thank you.
All right, our active storm thread on Facebook, Sherry says very strong storms coming through North Otauga.
Yep.
At the Posey Crossroads.
Yep.
Our friend Sherry Gissendanner Callaway, who was voted listener with the coolest name. Big thunderstorm in Slapout right now. Rain, wind, lightning, and Jeff Kyle says sideways rain near 82 and County Road 10.
Yeah, that's the next 2.5 hours are going to be very interesting here locally. So I'm going to change locations to downstairs.
But I swear, I can't recall too many times. Maybe when Irma.
Oh, we're on national TV there. Look what he's doing. He's doing a 3D effect. Isn't that cool?
There's Montgomery. Yeah.
Did you see the detail?
How about that?
Oh, now I'm getting sick because he's spinning around. Okay. I gotta go.
I can't recall, other than maybe Irma, when Irma came directly over us when it was down to a tropical storm.
Right.
Watching the clouds outpace the cars on the road. That was really bizarre. This is also the kind of weather that can damage a roof. Could be a straight line wind. Yesterday, while Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson were on the air with us in the afternoon, we got video of quarter-sized hail falling in some spots. That's always a possibility. Your roof can get damaged any number of ways. Sometimes it's just simply the house settling. And if it's got some age on it, gets dry and it cracks, and then you get a rain like you do today or will get today, and suddenly you got a stain in the ceiling, and your first thought is, oh boy, I got to replace the roof. Most of the time, that's not the case. In any event, deal with a company with eight decades of reputation building here in the River Region, and that's Jones Brothers. Nobody stays in any business, but especially a service business like roofing, if they're not doing right by people. In a town this size, a bad reputation gets around really fast, and you'll never get that from Jones Brothers. They stand behind all the work they do, whether it's a repair or a complete roof replacement. In fact, on their website, jbroof.com, you'll see examples of roofs they completely redid to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customer. They also do screened-in enclosures. We've had them add screen doors to our house, and their installations and paint matching are precision perfect. They really take pride in the work they do. So get it done right the first time. Call Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009. Browse their portfolio of accomplishment at jbroof.com. We're a little bit late with the weather extras and so forth this morning at 7:13 as your local news will come back. I think we will have a convoluted intro for Random Facts.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say 57-year-old Michael Bradley, a teacher at Floyd Middle Magnet, is charged with sexual contact with a 12-year-old student on January 23rd. MPS officials say Bradley had just been hired at Floyd Middle Magnet on January 6th. He has since been placed on administrative leave. Several school systems are delaying the start of school Thursday because of the severe weather threat. Montgomery Public Schools will start at 10 this morning. For a full list of delays, visit alabamanews.net. And the Montgomery County Board of Education has a special called meeting to discuss a millage tax rate increase today. We're told the board will consider a resolution asking the county commission to call a public hearing about increasing the tax rate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. And if you're like most fellas I know, you still haven't gotten your lady something for Valentine's Day. Well, don't fret, because I'm here with the perfect gift idea. Not a damn thing. Because if your lady's like most women I know, the only thing she likes more than flowers, candy, or jewelry is being able to hold it over your head the next 364 days that your sorry ass didn't get her a thing, which she'll then use to manipulate you into buying her lots of roses, chocolate by the crate, and the kind of diamond ring you only see when Kobe cheats on his wife. So quit stressing, fellas. Head home with empty hands and enjoy the rest of the day. Meanwhile, ladies, get ready to enjoy tomorrow through February 13th of 2014. You evil, manipulative she-devils. Happy Valentine's Day.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11. Entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Today's show is brought to you by your favorite jams. In your teens, the radio station was playing your favorite jams.
When are you going over?
In your 20s, the nightclub was playing your favorite jams. And now, the grocery store is playing your favorite jams.
And now,
here's the man that preserves our precious
random.
Jams, preserves. That was good. That was really good. Hey, so here's a here's just a little thing to mention before we get into random facts here. We don't know when we get interrupted by the EAS. So if a weather warning should come across, we're not going to know. We're going to continue on with our random facts. You might miss a random fact that might be used for the pop quiz afterwards. We won't know unless you tell us. So hit me up on Facebook, call us if you need to, and we can go back over something that we may have missed.
Mention something else?
Sure, go ahead.
I knew somewhere in the system we had a Morgan Freeman bit where he referenced Kobe's ring.
Oh.
And we found which one that was this morning.
we sure did.
I mean, it happened, it was in the thing, and we laughed at it.
It doesn't excuse it, yeah, exactly. You
know, so, but if anybody had their feathers ruffled...
We didn't get any calls, I don't think. I think we're good. Not necessarily a random fact for a pop quiz, but I will give you a heads up. Did you know that if I'm friends with you on Facebook, and I see that you are complaining about all the hype and preparation for all the weather and why we didn't get anything and that sort of thing, I'm going to call you out and I'm going to ridicule you.
There you go. By the way, no power in Marbury.
Yeah.
They got hit with a...
Listen, the last time weather came through and it wasn't a big deal, 3 people in Alabama died.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I think it was 10 across the southeast that passed away. And that was just not too long ago, a few weeks back. So, yeah. If I see you doing that stuff, I'm calling you out. Did you know the Pantheon in Rome? You ever been there?
I have not been to Rome, no. Yeah. I have no plans to go.
Don't they have one in Tennessee? Remake of the... Or am I thinking of a different Greek thing in Tennessee?
There's that place in Wetumpka that looks like a recreation.
Isn't that Jasmine Hill? Jasmine Garden? Something like that?
It has a very...
Yeah. Well, the Pantheon in Rome holds the record for the world's largest unreinforced concrete dome. And it presents no signs of weakening more than 1,800 years after its rebuilding.
Wow.
Yeah. Quite an accomplishment by those Romans. Did you know that Hitler's personal physician, kept a medical diary of all the drugs given to Hitler on a regular basis? And that list included meth, tranquilizers, heroin, and many more. Hitler was usually administered up to 20 injections or pills per day.
You know, in a similar way, and this is not, we're not comparing, but when you dig in deep on JFK, he suffered from a lot of different things like Addison's disease, horrible back issues, and he had a doctor that was giving him meth, the equivalent of meth, and real powerful painkillers, to get him through the day, and then Jackie got started on that stuff.
Yeah.
That's, you know, when you're the most powerful person in your government, you tell somebody you need something or do something, they do it.
Isn't that the reason that Rush had those implants? He got addicted to...
The Percocet.
Yeah.
And Loratab, painkillers of that, if they're abused, yes, I know somebody in South Florida who went deaf from those.
Yeah.
And I guess the cochlear implant can fix that.
It fixed it, but it of course he also got off of that stuff. But he was addicted to it.
Yeah, that is a side effect of abuse of those kind of opiates.
Did you know that Portland, not Maine, but Oregon, Portland, Oregon, has the most strip clubs per capita in America?
Portland, Maine?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, Oregon.
Not Maine, Oregon. Portland, Oregon has the most strip clubs per capita in America.
I would have never guessed that. I mean, you know, it's crazy town out there, but I would have guessed anywhere
I would have thought something in Nevada, you know?
Or South Florida. I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah. But it's Portland. Who knew? Did you know that an alchemist by the name of Hennig Brand, it's thought that that he used upwards of 1,500 gallons of human urine in his quest to make gold. He was trying to make gold from pee, basically. After he evaporated, boiled, and distilled all of that multiple times, it started to glow in the dark, and then it burst into flames. He hadn't discovered how to turn that into gold, but he did discover the element of phosphorus.
No kidding.
Yeah. White phosphorus is actually what he actually discovered. He didn't know it at the time, though, but he kept it to himself, I think, for like 6 years because he was afraid that it would either put him in danger for what he had discovered or it would be stolen from him. But yeah, he discovered phosphorus.
Well, the people it took to create a sample that large to work with.
1,500 gallons? Yeah, exactly.
It's a good thing they weren't eating asparagus.
I have no idea how he collected all that, but whatever.
Or he could have discovered asparagus.
Did you know that the city's Des Moines, or as, you know, the New York Times put it, Des Moines.
That was New York Post.
Or Post, yeah. Des Moines and Munich, they both mean the same thing in their respective languages, and that is of the monks.
Of the monks.
Des Moines is named after the Des Moines River, which was adapted from an early French name, meant River of the Monks, and that's where it gets its name from, so of the monks. Coming up, we're going to talk about squids and animal brains. Also, a woman by the name of Ruth Coker Burks. Atlas moths, which is going to get me on my lisp-sounding thing, because it's moths.
That's right. Just don't get some Yasmin Bleeth.
Yasmin Bleeth, yeah.
Atlas moth.
The metric system.
Oh, boy.
And the band Warrant. Talk about them, too. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
Speaking of Warrant, we have one more pair of Joe Bonamassa tickets to give away.
We do. We have Joe Bonamassa tickets. Our final day of giving away Joe Bonamassa tickets. The concert is a week from today.
All right.
At the Impact.
All of that just ahead. It is 7:24. I'm going to go down and check. The garbage cans, by the way, are already blown over.
Are they?
Yeah. They were up this morning. The wind is running about 20 to 25 miles an hour with gusts in the 30s to 40s.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, the accident on I-85 southbound is clear now. We've got all lanes open, 85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. Mostly moderate traffic on the interstates. We've got a little congestion on the boulevard around the city. And we're seeing a lot of traffic everywhere this morning, but please use caution. Now, we have no accidents reported to us to pass along to you at this time, but a high volume of traffic everywhere. So please slow down and buckle up. Keep it here for further traffic updates this morning. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th. Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
728, I was just downstairs. The wind is blowing harder.
And Leon's getting larger.
And I open the door, and that fence that runs behind the building along Interstate 85, yeah. There's a possum.
Oh, is there?
Walking right across the top of it.
Oh, neat.
Kind of, and looking for, all right, I'm up here. How do I get down? I wish I had my camera. Goose would love to see that. We're ready for part two of Random Facts. Don't forget, we'll have a $10 food outlet pop quiz coming up. Back to you.
All right. Going back to Random Facts. So far, as we know, we haven't been interrupted yet by any kind of weather option.
I have no notifications.
Warnings. Yeah.
And this thing is, as fast as the clouds are moving from southwest to northeast, the system itself, the line, is creeping.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like it's going to come through a little bit later than we originally thought.
Did you know that squid ruled Earth's oceans tens of millions of years before fish ever appeared? Since their origin in the late Cambrian period, 500 million years ago, they have survived five major mass extinctions and are very strong candidates for making it through the sixth mass extinction, which a lot of scientists believe we're going through right now. Did you know, while animal brains are part of many countries' cuisines, and we've been eating some weird stuff here lately, thanks to Wiley Poundstone, who's been bringing us some interesting cuisine, which I think we've got Limburger on the list next.
I'm off that day.
I've never smelled Limburger cheese.
You ever stick your nose in a bag full of gym socks, jock straps, underwear, all of that combined?
But what does it taste like? Does it taste like it smells?
I only have, like, it's salty.
Okay. I don't know.
You'll never get a Limburger omelet for me in the morning. That I can get.
Well, no, I'm thankful for that.
Learn to love cheese. That's what I said.
But I'm really curious as to what it tastes like. Anyway, while animal brains are part of many countries' cuisines, human brains, eating those can cause a deadly disease similar to what is known as mad cow disease.
Huh.
Not that I'm ever going to be, you know, that's ever going to be on my menu. So, did you know of a woman by the name of Ruth Coker Burks?
Don't know the lady.
During the AIDS epidemic in the late 1980s, she used her salary as a real estate agent to provide support, medication, and palliative care for more than 1,000 AIDS patients whose families had abandoned them, and for some, she even buried them in her own family cemetery in Arkansas.
Wow.
Because the family just completely abandoned them. There's a fantastic interview with her. It's quite long. I won't go into it here, but talks about one of the people that she dealt with when the hospital wouldn't. Or at least the hospital would, but the nurses, they were so scared of that disease because they didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
That they would draw straws to see who would take the food into the patient.
Talk show topic in the 80s. Some called it, you know, what you just referred to, this is going to be, you know, cause mass extinction.
Mm-hmm. Did you know? Atlas moths. There we go. Atlas moth.
Yes.
Yes. They lack fully formed mouth parts.
I didn't know that.
The adults cannot even eat. They live entirely on fat reserves accumulated during the larva stage, and as a result, they live for only a few days, during which their sole objective, while they're alive, is seeking out a mate.
To make more moths that aren't
That's it.
Live very long.
They can't eat. They don't have mouths. Mouths. No mouths on the moths.
No mouths on the moths.
Yes. This is correct. Did you know the United States might have been on the metric system today if pirates, British privateers, hadn't captured a ship in 1974? Joseph Dumby's ship in, or I'm 1974, 1794, excuse me. Joseph Dumby's ship in 1794 was on its way to meet Thomas Jefferson. On that ship, he carried with him two new standards of measurement, the meter and the kilogram. Mm. However, pirates captured that ship, and it never made it to the destination.
They told us in school.
Oh, they told us in school, too.
We were going to be going to the metric system. Remember all the baseball walls, you know, home run distance?
Mm-hmm.
They had it in feet and then meters. Sorry, it just never really went over.
No, it never did. And it's never going to.
I don't think so.
It will never happen. And finally, here's my last random fact for you. Did you know that the song Cherry Pie by Warrant was written in 15 minutes on the back of a pizza box? It went on to become that band's most famous song. The video did a lot for male teenagers back in the day when MTV played videos.
Oh.
You'd have to look it up if you wanted to. Cherry Pie by Warrant, if you wanted to see the video. The box, the pizza box, is on display at the Hard Rock Cafe in Destin, Florida.
Hmm.
And those are all of your random facts.
Okay. Jay is going to caucus with himself.
Trust me, it doesn't take long.
Rich is down in the weather center to come up with your $10 food outlet pop quiz question. I'll have food outlet specials for you a little bit later. Let me just take a moment to thank our friends James Garrett and Tommy Johnson at Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka for the phenomenal work they do. They're the folks that restore choices to lives that have caught the break that we don't even think can happen to us because the possibility is too frightening. Losing our mobility, whether it's partial or total or temporary or short-term, long-term, having to reconfigure your life in that mode activates a...
Who's talking? Who's this?
An inner spirit. That is what they work with at Gulf States Mobility because people find out in those situations they don't want to feel dependent. They don't want people doing everything for them or have to depend on people to take them where they need to go, to the doctor, the store, whatever. So their process is to restore as many choices as possible because finding oneself in that situation is when people realize how independent they truly want to be. So Gulf States Mobility works with that on a customized basis, one client at a time, restoring choices to whatever extent the situation allows. They've been doing this for a long time. They serve clients not only here throughout the river region, but out of the southeastern United States. Their work is that highly and widely regarded. Their number is 514-6590. They've even made people who were told they'd never be able to drive again made that possible with the VIM vehicles, voice command technology vehicles, that have given people independence with keeping their own schedule. It's really, really important work they do. At 1647 Coosa River Parkway, please, when you have a moment, look them up and like them on Facebook. We have Ron on the line. Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
How's this wonderful wet day for y'all?
Yeah.
So far, pretty dry here, but breezy.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I was listening to your show this morning about with Ryan and them on the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About things that upset you during while you watch the TV. Well, listening to your show on the radio, and I have my GPS going. My Bluetooth interrupts, and I miss key information because of my Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So I don't use my Bluetooth GPS anymore because I want to hear you guys.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Where she tells you.
And I didn't know.
Right. Go ahead.
I didn't know if I was. That's the first time anyone's asked me for the letter of my last name. Is there?
We have a contest.
We have a drawing at the end of the weekend.
Yeah, at the end of the week, we draw names, and that's how we differentiate you guys from. Yeah.
And you just qualified for that by calling.
Yeah.
Well, so, praise God. How about that?
Yeah.
All righty. Appreciate the call. We are ready for that $10 food outlet pop. My popper is off. Excuse me.
I won't know the answer to this because I wasn't here before.
I know. You missed all of the random facts.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I'm going to have to find them on my Facebook page.
What do we got?
Well, this one's not written in from little Richie Thomas in Ohio. Looks like he missed today's episode. Anyway, I'm going to make this hopefully easy for you because we just talked about it. Okay. Name the type of moth that doesn't have as an adult, does not have a fully formed mouth, can't eat. So on its only few days that it can live, it seeks out a mate. What was the name of that moth?
Well, 272-9228.
If you were only alive for a few days, you'd probably seek out a mate, too.
Adorable. Yes, absolutely. 272-9228, if you have the answer to that question. 272-9228. We are standing by to take your call right now at 738.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have no new accidents reported to us to pass along to you at this hour, but we do have a lot of cars on the road. Some congestion at the major intersections on the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, I-65 and 85 busy through downtown. And up in the Prattville area and Autauga County, we've gotten several reports in of trees and limbs down. We had one road blocked for a little bit, but everything is pretty much open now. But just be alert that as you drive around up there, they've had a lot of limbs out of trees around Highway 31 back over to Autaugaville, Deetsville area. Just use caution up that way. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Bring your tax refund to Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. Get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can bring in for a trade. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's see if Steve has the answer to our pop quiz question.
Hey, Steve.
Well, good morning. Been listening to you guys since 5 o'clock this morning. I loved it. Loved the insert.
Great.
Really?
Yeah, between you and Rich, it was like, yeah, this is really good. I've been up at 4:30, actually. 4 o'clock. First bolt of lightning came through, and been listening to you guys ever since.
Did you hear any of the Martian sounds that were on America Overnight?
I heard the sounds that came in. It was sound just like Morse code.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the Three Stooges to come online. I was like, all right, here we go.
Well, Ed Bailey was playing with the board.
Bailey, the board.
Bailey. Hey, you made it very entertaining. But anyhow, I think the answer is the same as our moon. It's the Luna moth.
The Luna?
No, that's not it.
Oh, man.
Oh, not it. Okay. Well.
It's not the Luna moth. And we had somebody call in and answer the Goliath moth, and that wasn't it either.
It's not the Goliath.
Well, take care.
Well, appreciate the call. Good chat, though, for sure.
Hey, here. Brian.
Brian.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Morning. What's the name of this moth?
Oh, it's the same one that holds up the back of the world of the moth, the Atlas moth.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
The Atlas moth. Yeah. That is correct.
And you have won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Jay's going to get your information, and in a couple of moments, I'll tell you what the specials are this week at Food Outlet first.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
We have no warnings at the moment. We do have a tornado watch till noon, and boy, oh boy, do we have some very heavy downpours out there. You've been hearing about Watauga County here lately, but I see some very heavy downpours from Elmore through Wetumpka now, and then the secondary line here approaching Millbrook, Elmore, Prattville, Deetsville, Wataugaville. Now we're in the Lowndes County, Whitehall. If you're in Montgomery and you're saying, where's all this rain they've been talking about? Well, hang on, because it's the whole area of rain is edging painfully slow east. However, individual cells are racing northeast at 55 miles an hour. So the tornado watch continues in effect. We're at 76 degrees right now. That is our high for the day, because after the cold front passes your location later this morning, temperatures will fall into the 50s by this afternoon. Threat of showers will continue as well. And then tonight's low down to about 38, with maybe some spotty showers in the overnight hours tonight, then ending. And then tomorrow's high, a breezy day, a cool day with a high in the probably in the middle 50s on Friday. So we think the next few hours here in the river region will be busy. It's already, if you're in Watauga and Elmore County, it's already busy and wet and windy. But it's going to be coming into Montgomery and Blue Ridge and Pike Road, all within the next hour or so. So figure, what is it, 7:40? You know, the next 2 hours are going to be very wet times and potentially stormy, and we continue to watch the radar for any rotation that would prompt a tornado warning. 76 degrees right now. South winds at 22, gusting to 36 miles per hour here at 7:44.
Hey, how about if I talk about this week's specials at Food Outlet? Everything at Food Outlet, all three locations, is cost plus 10. So whatever you buy, you're going to save on. But they do specials every week. And when I say save, I mean in the meat department, dollars per pound on steak, chicken, chops, and more. This week at Food Outlet, they have, I'll give you a quick example. The chicken tenders you're talking about for Bailey, those are $2.99 a pound. They're big. They grill up so nice. And the same chicken tender costs you $5.99 a pound at the chain stores. Call it the grand delusion if you want. The chain stores trick you into thinking, well, our stores are bigger, there's more of them, so we have better buying power and can offer everything at a lower price. That is not how it works. Not at all. At Food Outlet, it's all about the groceries, plus your other household needs as well. Everything from laundry detergent, cleaning pods for the dishwasher, and so forth. In bread, it's the only place I know you're going to find good bread for under a dollar a loaf. Buns under a buck a pack, usually about 74, 75 cents. 12 packs of your favorite Coca-Cola products for $2.99. And the list goes on and on and on. Food Outlet, trust me, try it once. Compare to what you're normally paying. And you're going to realize, without even clipping a coupon, you can save good dollars on your weekly grocery shop every single week. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet just west of 31 on Main Street in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning, unless I'm in the doctor's place or something again like last week. Sunday morning at the Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Animal stories coming up next.
Ox Business Report.
Ox.
Investor sentiment has improved after China revealed it'll lower tariffs on $75 billion worth of imports from the U.S. effective next Friday. Twitter reported a stronger than expected quarter. Estee Lauder's holiday quarter was stronger than expected, but it says the coronavirus outbreak will have a short-term impact on its business. Dunkin' Brand sales improved, but its business was not as strong as Wall Street was expecting. Exercise bike company Peloton shares are losing ground. Though it's predicting strong membership growth, it's predicting its business will be weaker than Wall Street expected for the current quarter. Like your Casper mattress, you could own a piece of the company. Casper is expected to go public later today on the New York Stock Exchange. Its shares are priced at $12. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Several school systems are delaying the start of school Thursday because of the severe weather threat. Montgomery Public Schools will start classes at 10 this morning. For a full list of delays, visit alabamanews.net. Montgomery police say 57-year-old Michael Bradley, a teacher at Floyd Middle Magnet, is charged with sexual contact with a 12-year-old student on January 23rd. MPS officials say Bradley had just been hired at Floyd Middle Magnet on January 6th. He has since been placed on administrative leave. And the Montgomery County Board of Education has a special called meeting today to discuss a millage tax rate increase. We're told the board will consider a resolution asking the county commission to call a public hearing about increasing the tax rate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Unromantic Valentine's Day Gift Giver.
Mr. Unromantic Valentine's Day Gift Giver.
She's stuck by your side for 15 years. So isn't it about time you buy her a brand new bagless vacuum cleaner with all the attachments?
It's the gift that
the heck with flowers, candy, or jewelry. Mr. Unromantic Valentine's Day Gift Giver, a set of frying pans is the perfect way to say I love you.
Now you can make breakfast for me.
Do you think you'll ever get some now?
A headache that won't go away, yeah.
So this Valentine's Day, skip the aisles with the lingerie, the perfumes, or diamonds, and head right for housewares and appliances, just like Mr. Unromantic Valentine's Day Gift Giver, a real American hero.
Mr. Unromantic Valentine's Day Gift Giver.
A plunger. Nice job, Casanova.
Well, I mean, if you put rhinestones on it. At 7:49, just interrupting quickly to check our weather thread and what we're getting, power outages in Marbury. This thing is coming from southwest to northeast, so areas north of us are getting pasted as close as significant winds and sideways rain now in Millbrook, Coosada, but it's perfectly dry outside our door, which tells you how slow this thing is moving from west to east. And we were just wondering, you know, they delayed school openings till 10.
Yeah, it might be a problem.
At the rate this thing is crawling through, Mimi Stahl says the wind is pummeling her on I-65 on the big hill just south of exit 181. So those areas are getting hit. But so far, in the center of Montgomery, it's still dry.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress. Bum, bum, bum.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having a month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many at well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. The News Talk News Elephant introducing today's segment of Tales from the Wild Kingdom. We call it Animal Stories, and Wolfman brings us up to the vocal. Not too bad. Our top story, authorities in Utah say a man named Ryan State recently admitted that he has freed mice and hamsters in his rooms at various hotels, complained about the critters, and then gotten his stay for free. Police say the ploy has damaged several hotel rooms. He now faces five Class B misdemeanor charges, with three counts of criminal mischief and two charges of theft by deception. How did they get wise to that? Freeing mice and hamsters in his rooms. Hey, there's a hamster in my room. And then they give him the room for free. I guess word gets around. Firefighters in New Mexico shared home security video of a dog that caused a house fire by knocking over an ironing board. Of course, the key here is never leave your iron plugged in when you're not using it. This happened to me once, and it scared the hell out of us. It superheated. Something happened, because I looked at it, and the base of the iron, you could see the coils glowing through the bottom. The bottom of the iron was melting, dripped onto the tile floor, and ruined it. Yeah, it was pretty bad. You got to be very careful with those things. Mr. Electric would tell you that, by the way. The dog was a 9-month-old puppy named Kahuna, who put his front paws on the ironing board inside the resident's home, causing the board and surrounding objects to fall onto a floor grate connected to the home's furnace. The heat from the grate caused some items to melt, and material traveled through the grate and entered the home's furnace, which then started the fire. Kahuna and the family's other dog, Paige, escaped uninjured. Firefighters were able to extinguish flames before they got too widespread. Just another word to the wise out there, but it did involve animals. Police in Ottawa, Canada, went into the woods after getting a call about somebody hearing a crying child. But this is the sound that they heard. Officers searched in the dark for the child, turned up nothing. They knocked on a neighbor's door who had kids and could account for all of them. The father then noted his goat had been screaming earlier. He said he found his goat with his head stuck in the fence. Told officers that the sound could be mistaken for a child screaming, and you can judge for yourself. It depends on your animal stories. There's a... At 7:56.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic around the city of Montgomery. We've got moderate to heavy traffic on the boulevards, I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents reported to us to pass along to you. However, just north of us, we've got a lot of problems. Highway 111 between Wetumpka and the canal, there is a tree completely blocking the road. That's an artery between Hopeville and Wetumpka. Reports of limbs and trees down, and now the report of a roof blown off a house between Pine Level School and Marbury High School. Power lines down in the area. Watch out for first responders around Pine Level School and Marbury High School as they work those problems out during the weather up there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And I want to thank everybody who's checked in on Facebook today to help us out, keep up with the situations as they develop with this weather moving through. You just heard Skipper talk about the house missing the roof. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't have a small tornado in Marbury, given that power's out, roof's getting blown off. Several trees now snapped on County Roads 57 and 40, lots of water ponding on the roads. So we appreciate that update from Sherry. At 8:02, here is David.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Good morning.
I just got off the phone with my wife, and she said the power is flickering in Millbrook back off and on.
Not surprised. We've had reports of sideways rain and ferocious winds, but this thing is moving very, very slowly.
We've got really low clouds here in Prattville, and I'm out driving around, and I'm in an F-250 truck, and I think I may have driven through a little spin-up EF-0 tornado because I was along a tree line, and all of a sudden the tree started going back and forth, and there was debris spinning around me, and it was actually rocking my truck back and forth.
I'd say there's a good chance that that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, so